with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. Steve Shagan has lived in California for more than 35 years, but he'll always be from New York.
Oh boy, am I from New York. I was from not New York, Brooklyn. New York is different.
To Brooklynite Steve Shagan, New York was a journey, an odyssey. It was Manhattan. Brooklyn was provincial.
We didn't know what was going on the block around the corner. I mean, we played stickball in the summer and ice hockey on skates in the winter, and to go to Ebbets Field was a shrine. I mean, it was a temple.
Now a novelist and screenwriter, Steve Shagan, recently went back to Brooklyn, Bensonhurst, his old neighborhood, to research a screenplay about the late gangster Paul Castellano for Paramount. Shagan says Bensonhurst looked just like it did when he was a kid.
The street's the same. The houses are the same, and if you had period cars, you could shoot 1938 and had no trouble at all.
Steve Shagan's novel, A Cast of Thousands, is a satire about the making of a movie.
I wanted people really to go from the inception of the idea through the insane story conferences all the way to the location, on the set, filming, to the box office.
In the novel, the corrupt heads of a studio set up a phony corporate takeover scheme and oil the scam by ordering the making of an epic film that they're sure will be a mega flop.
It's kind of a Disneyland ride through a Madden enterprise. All that's real to the people who finance it is that little green ticket that pops up out of that half-inch slot.
Steve Shagan, his hilarious and timely novel of Hollywood, A Cast of Thousands, was published by Pocket Books. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Out of the Navy, Steve Shagan got a job as a stagehand. On the side, he wrote sketches. In the early 50s, he was working on a live TV show in New York written by Rod Serling and came up with a two-page sketch.
And I showed it to Rod, and he said, "Jesus, kid, you can write." He said, "Well, why don't you go to the coast?" He said, "All of this is going to go to film. Live television is over, for all practical purposes."
So Steve Shagan saved his money and went to Hollywood to write treatments.
Finally, the first thing I sold was a story to a show called Have Gun, Will Travel.
Shagan landed a publicity job at Paramount and later sold his first screenplay, Save the Tiger, which was turned into a novel.
The screenplay came first, and it took us 2 years to get $1 million to make the picture. In that interim, I wrote the book.
Shagan says a screenplay is only a blueprint, often rewritten by a succession of writers.
When people see movies and they see multiple screenplay credits, they think all those folks work together. The contrary. If there was a godfather in Los Angeles, he'd be busy all the time with writers putting contracts on other writers. You just have to walk away, take the dough, and run. Next. Next is the key word to stay alive. Mentally healthy, physically healthy in Hollywood, you have to say next.
Steve Shagan's work is divided evenly between screenplays and novels. His latest book is A Cast of Thousands, a funny, witty satire of a Hollywood studio stock scam and the making of a movie epic that's intended to flop. Published by Pocket Books. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
To exist in the movies in Hollywood, you have to accept insanity as normality.
That's Hollywood screenwriter and novelist Steve Shagan, whose most recent novel, A Cast of Thousands, deals with the making of an epic movie that some unscrupulous studio bosses are sure will flop and earn them a fortune in a stock scam. Naturally, there's a mafia involvement.
Which really happened and almost happened at MGM. Where the Japanese have taken over Hollywood, the Australians, some Germans, Italians, but the mob came very close to getting MGM.
The conspirators cast the film with gifted but erratic people long out of sight who are almost certain to fail, but in Hollywood.
It's a place where the dead do rise, because they're buried warm, they're still buried alive. And then when they open the crypt, they take them to Morton's, They wash them up, clean them up, and take them to lunch.
Steve Shagan says the Hollywood studio has changed.
What's happened are the studios are banks. They don't make movies, they finance movies. Big difference. In the old days, when I started as a young man, they made the pictures.
And a film's life is determined in a weekend.
On Friday afternoon, if a new picture opens in New York City, they get the Friday matinee figures, the 2 o'clock figures, and they rate it against last year's picture, and they know whether they're winning or losing. They know immediately. So they open in 2,000 situations on a weekend. If the film doesn't do $25 million, it's not a good picture.
Pocket Books published A Cast of Thousands by Steve Shagan. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.